This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Thursday, April 20th, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. Two of the financial institutions which greatly influence economic strategies and labour policies in the world are meeting this week. Radio Labour's senior correspondent Seemarie Ainsborough reports.
The International Monetary Fund, the IMF, and the World Bank are holding their spring 2017 meetings in Washington this week, and the labour movement is calling on them to end their support for government austerity measures. The IMF is a global organization with 189 nations as members. Because of its role to help regulate financial crises, it is enormously influential. The World Bank is also extremely influential because it lends money to developing countries. The labor movement is calling on the two organizations to stop their support for deregulation and attacks on social protection programs. Sharon Burrow, the General Secretary of the International Trade Union Confederation, said rolling back regulations and taxed finance social protection are false solutions for addressing the problems of working people, and will, in fact, worsen income inequality. Ms. Burrow objects to the IMF's promotion of labor market deregulation in countries because they lead to a decline of standards such as minimum wages, job protection, and access to collective bargaining. While the IMF has announced its willingness to address women's economic empowerment, social inequality, and climate change, Ms. Burrow said serious progress cannot take place if the dominant message is about austerity and deregulation. The IMF and World Bank meetings are taking place in Washington, April 21st to 23rd. This is Seemarie Ainsborough, reporting for Radio Labour.
The newly forming digital world of work is being dominated by only six corporations, and this has serious consequences for working people. That was the message passed on by Philip Jennings to a meeting of the International Labour Organization recently. Mr. Jennings is the General Secretary of the Global Union, UNI. UNI represents 20 million workers and more than 900 labour unions around the world.
If you look at the way economic power is distributed today, we have never had this level of concentration of economic and business power over a new raw material, data. Six companies govern this data universe. Six companies have the channels, the bridges, the power. They set the new rules of the game. This is nothing about a disintegration of economic and business power. It's a consolidation of it. It's a concentration of it. So those basic rules that applied about the danger of concentration, the danger of abuse, still apply. Now, please, we organize people in the new areas of work. Don't think for a minute that the trade union movement can't represent freelance workers. The most highly organized part of the American economy today, given the public sector still 37%, is in the field of the creative and media industry. We have the most creative people, the writers, the film directors, the actors, the musicians, the technicians, all those people in the digital world, yes, self-employed, but within a framework of fairness and justice to maintain standards. There's a growth in self-employment, yes, but in the world of part-time work and temporary agency, this House showed its relevance with an ILO convention, a convention which set the rules of the game about licensing, about fair play, about registration, and about paying the rates for the game. Also, a history lesson on the trade union side. Before there were factories, there were tradesmen, there were masons, there were skilled tradespeople, itinerant workers. That's where the labor movement started. And that's where they formed collectives. There are ways and tools that we can use. What was the best economic period that we can talk about? Post-war, because we had labour market institutions. We had a sense of responsibility in the business community that we were in this together. No one is saying that wealth is not going to be created. I haven't heard one comment that the wealth is not being recreated. Deloitte's had just put a report out saying there's going to be $2-5 trillion added to the world economy. That takes us back to the question of distribution, and that's where we fit in.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labor. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.